All right. I will, because quite frankly, I have nowhere to go. Except back to Hico. So what'd you do while you're in Houston? That's where I'm from. That's my hometown, man. I grew up there. Did you know anyone? Did you meet anyone that knew me? They banter my name about quite often down there. I'm like a god to them. ZZ Top. Bums. Yanks are bums. Come on, man. You guys... What? Oh, I can't imagine how she got that idea. I tell you what, I never liked Madonna before, but this new information has changed my mind. You know, there's something to that young gal. She's got a head on her shoulders. Don't be funnier than me. I set you up pretty good with that one. It was just like a comedy team right there. She got a head on her shoulders. No, it ain't there. Very good. That's very good. I'm going to give the mic to these guys, and I'm going to leave. You guys got your share of homeless bums up here, too, man. Fuck, they're everywhere. I don't like these bums, man. Very ideally, they want me to just give them the hard-earned money my folks send to me every week. Fuck. You leech, get a job. My dad works 8 hours a day for this money. Maybe I was just raised differently. You know, the ones that bug me are the ones that are pretty young and healthy, though. You know what I mean? They got attitudes. Hey, could you help me out? No. Thanks for nothing, man. You don't know what it's like to be broke. Well, yeah, I do. That's why I work. You see, when you work, you get money. You're not broke. It's a miracle. Maybe we've learned something here today. Maybe I fit the missing piece of pie into your psyche. If you work, you won't be broke. I hate work as much as you. Not half as much as digging through the garbage for brunch. I can't leave, no. I gotta go. You don't care. I'm talking to myself. Fuck. This is a sad thing. I'm talking to myself and I'm using a microphone. That's how... This is how fucked up I am. Yes, Bill. Hi, Bill. How are you doing? Pretty good, Bill. You? Oh, pretty fucked up. Yeah, Toronto hated me. Hated my guts. Uh-huh. Well, I wish you guys a better business venture than I had up here. How long are you going to be here? 3 days. That's how long I was here, and I feel like one of the natives. I'm frozen. I have no sense of humor. I'm just like a Torontoan. Too late, folks. Too fucking late for niceties. Politeness is out now. So where are you from, ma'am? Toronto? Yes, and what do you do? Nothing. There you go, sir. Proving that theory once again with very little effort. Best job I ever had. Best job I ever had. Used to work at a ladies' shoe store. Great job. Women came in wearing dresses to try on shoes. I'm the guy helping them on with their shoes. I don't know if you ladies do that on purpose, but thanks. I mean, all day long, they're in skirts going, oh, how does it look? I'm going, oh, that looks great. Yeah, it's you. It's definitely you. Oh, it's kind of tight. I could stretch it out for you. So when I was fired from that job, oh well, folks, that's it for me. You've been a wonderful crowd. I hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, my name is Howie Mandel, and I want to thank Canada for springing Howie on the world too. Thank you. You have a lot of explaining to do. He's great. Well, one day I'll have to see your I'll have to see. You got to show your work on that one. A simple, he's great. I'm going to need to see some work, some graphs or something. Perhaps a little footwork on the Howie deal.
good ending, Bill. Insult the country you're playing in, then split. And split to the ovation, son. Bill, comedy pro that I am. Hey, you all suck. Good night. Well, I'll be up here again in June, opening for Madonna. And please come out. Bring your belly club. This has just been a bad karma weekend all around. Here. Are there any questions? Elmer Dinkley. How did that stick with me so long?